No, Holy Father, throw away that thought.
Believe not that the dribbling dart of love can pierce a complete bosom. Why I desire thee to give me secret harbour, have a purpose more grave and wrinkled than the aims and ends of burning youth.
May your grace speak of it.
My holy sir, none better knows than you how I have ever loved the life removed, and held in idle price to haunt assemblies where youth and cost a witless bravery keep. I have delivered to Lord Angelo, a man of stricture and firm abstinence, my absolute power and place here in Vienna, and he supposes me travel to Poland, for so I have strewed it in the common ear, and so it is received. Now, pious sir, you will demand of me why I do this.
Gladly, my lord.
We have strict statutes and most biting laws, the needful bits and curbs for headstrong steeds, which for these 14 years we have let slip, even like an o'ergrown lion in a cave that goes not out to prey. Now, as fond fathers, having bound up the threatening twigs of birch, only to stick it in their children's sight, for terror, not to use. In time, the rod becomes more mocked than feared. So our decrees, dead to infliction, to themselves are dead, and liberty plucks justice by the nose. The baby beats the nurse, and quite athwart goes all decorum.
It rested in your grace to unloose this tied-up justice when you pleased. And it in you more dreadful would have seemed than in Lord Angelo.
I do fear. Too dreadful. Sith 'twas my fault to give the people scope, 'twould be my tyranny to strike and gall them for what I bid them do. For we bid this be done, when evil deeds have their permissive pass, and not the punishment. Therefore indeed, my father, I have on Angelo imposed the office, who may, in the ambush of my name, strike home, and yet my nature never in the fight to do it slander. And to behold his sway, I will, as 'twere a brother of your order, visit both prince and people. Therefore, I prithee, supply me with the habit, and instruct how I may formally in person bear me like a true friar. No reasons for this action, our more leisure shall I render you, only this one. Lord Angelo is precise, stands at a guard with envy, scarce confesses that his blood flows, or that his appetite is more to bread than stone. Hence shall we see, if power change purpose, what our seemers be.